Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as we recognize and honor our veterans, those who have served our country. Today,
we have been celebrating with a group of veterans with Semper Fi Community Task Force of North Alabama. This group of veterans came and they've enjoyed some different experiences thanks to Semper Fi. We appreciate Letterman of the USA, Daryl Furman, inviting us to come today to support this effort, Autographs for Heroes through Letterman of the USA. Right now I have with me Willie Simmons with Semper Fi Community Task Force of North Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Willie.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Let's talk about this experience for the past 4 days for these veterans and what they've been able to do thanks to a lot of people coming together to make this happen.
Okay, Mark, let me kind of start with sharing this. This organization was founded in 2006 by Vietnam veterans, and the purpose primarily was we didn't want any of our young men and women to be treated the way the Vietnam veterans were treated when they came home. And although the war on terrorism started in 2001, we were a little bit late. The task force has been honoring our heroes over the years, and this is our 16th year to have Heroes Week, and the heroes are nominated by the services. We have nothing to do with who comes, but each service, we reach out to them starting about February or March of each year, and they start nominating, and then we gather lots of information. And every year, Heroes Week is conducted over Veterans Week.
These veterans that are here, I know that you represent the task force for North Alabama. Mm. These veterans are from all over the place, right?
Yes, they are. They as far away as California, as far north as Maryland, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
What are some of the experiences that they've had over the past 4 days, Willie?
Starting on the official arrival day, which Thursday the 7th of November, we had an official arrival at the airport, and we probably had somewhere 125 folks from the local community. We established a flag line. We had a little small band ensemble of volunteers who used to play in the Army band, and we arranged that welcome for them, and they walked through a flag line, and people were celebrating and cheering for them. And which continued on after we had everybody loaded up in their vehicles. We did a law enforcement motorcycle escort from the airport all the way to the Westin. And even at the Westin, we had probably another 75 or 80 volunteers lining the streets with flags and cheering on these heroes coming into town.
And then after that, as far as these different events that they've been to, it sounds like from place to place, it's been pretty well nonstop for these veterans the past 4 days?
Well, it has, Mark. We've learned over the years that what we know, we don't know. And so we try not to have a schedule that keeps them so busy, but let them be exposed to the love in Northern Alabama. And we have folks such as the Westin Hotel who provides us accommodations. We have different restaurants that provides opportunities to break bread with them. And in essence, every place we go, it's an opportunity for our local community to show a little love. And I have been told many times by the women of Northern Alabama, I just want to be able to love on them for a little bit. I served in the United States Marine Corps.
During what time? What period?
I was drafted and went to Vietnam in 1969. And I spent 36 wonderful years as a Marine.
One of the things you did mention was how veterans, our military members, were treated after Vietnam or during when they came home from Vietnam. North Alabama is different, I believe, than maybe some places across the country. What was your experience in North Alabama and how you all were treated coming back home?
Well, I didn't come through Northern Alabama until some years later in the 80s. A good friend of mine who was hurt in one of our deployments, and you know, God rest his soul, he's now passed on. But he was originally from Cullman, Alabama, and after I visited with him, I came up this way traveling home. And every place I stopped, but of course 565 wasn't here, and so it was 72. So everywhere I stopped along the way, whether it was for gas, for food, for lodging, everybody just showed me a kind of love. I mean, when I came home from Vietnam, we had... We were told, don't wear a uniform in town. We had people calling us very horrible names, throwing rotten eggs and tomatoes at us and things like that. And I'll tell you, for a young man or young woman to come back to a country they love so dearly to be treated that way is probably the most horrific thing I've ever experienced. That includes all the ugly combat experience.
And, of course, that can create a bitterness. It can create resentment. And that's exactly what you don't want from these veterans in 2024 that come back to this country, and they need to know that they're appreciated, that their service is appreciated, and their sacrifice is something that we appreciate them making for us.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of young men and women that I've had the pleasure to work with during Heroes Week and other activities, they don't really consider themselves heroes, just like I didn't consider myself a hero. I was doing something that God had called me to do, you know, and I have been asked many times, so why did you go to war? I said, well, I went to war because God called me to protect the people that I love and the country that I love. It wasn't because I hated the other people. It's because I love this country and these people that much.
Let's talk about Letterman of the USA. Daryl Furman heads up Letterman of the USA, and let's talk about the experience today for these veterans to be able to receive these autographed footballs and enjoy this experience here in Madison.
Well, that experience is pretty special. You know, I have an opportunity to coordinate with all the services, and I provide them a form, you know, to send out to their nominees so they provide us some information. One of those questions in there, what's your favorite college football team? And it's amazing how many times I'll receive a form back that particular question is left non-applicable or don't have one or none or whatever. So I immediately send it back to them and says, you don't have a choice. You have to find one or pick one. And generally, they'll pick one pretty quickly and stuff. And without knowing, you know, and with Daryl and his organization, you know, to get an autographed football from their school of choice is very, very touching. Matter of fact, one of our heroes this week, you know, she was so grateful, and she was sharing a story with Daryl and his team, and she showed all the emotions of someone who's just that little bit of a time and a gift touched her heart. And some way or another, that little bit of something will help her carry her forward to tomorrow and next week and next month.
Let's talk about how listeners can support the Semper Fi effort. There may be someone listening right now who either they were in the military or not, but they want to support this. They know that veterans are being supported through this organization, and they just want to help. How can they do that, Willie?
Well, the easiest way is go to our website, which is www.semperfictf.org. And you can read all about the programs that we provide. You can read about the history of the task force. And there's also a way to you contact us. There's also a way for you to donate financially, you know, or just volunteer your time. We're just blessed every time we turn around by so many people who just want to extend the open arms of love and friendship.
Willie Simmons with Semper Fi Community Task Force of North Alabama, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. Thank you for your service to our country as well.
Thank you, Mark. God bless you.
When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of veterans that are here, as well as Daryl Furman with Letterman of the USA. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.,
and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back right now. I have Mary Bell Coleman with me as we're talking about Letterman USA, sir, and the support that they received this week from Semper Fi and Letterman of the USA today as they received autographed footballs. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mary Bell Coleman.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Just wanted to say this week for us has been just so much gratitude that we have towards everybody. The hospitality that everyone has shown to us while we were here, it just means the world to us. It really does.
Today was a surprise receiving this football, right?
Yes, yes. It was definitely a surprise. We were not expecting this at all. And when they opened up the sheets on that table, we were just blown away. So,
what's a message that you have to those maybe who've pulled together to different events for the past 4 days for you and these other veterans?
Just the message is that I just want to show the gratitude that we've had, that we have towards everyone. Everybody that took part of this Semper Fi week for us, from us exiting our gate at the airport till now. And then just we have a few things coming up later on, and it's just, it's very humbling. And I mean, this place has been nothing but phenomenal, very hospitable towards us. And it's just thank you. Thank you so much for having us here and for the warm welcome that we've received while we've been here.
Mary Bell, I want to thank you for your service and glad that you could join me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this experience that you've had through Semper Fi and Letterman of the USA.
Yes, and I can definitely say that the love has been shown since we've been here. Everybody has been so welcoming to us with open arms, and we just can't thank you enough.
Excellent. Mary Bell Coleman joining me here on the Mark White Show from Letterman of the USA's Autographs for Heroes event. And right now I'm with Garrett Goodyear as we talk about Letterman of the USA and Semper Fi, these organizations partnering together to help support these veterans over the past 4 days. And today was Autographs for Heroes from Letterman of the USA. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Garrett Goodyear.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What does this experience over the past 4 days mean to you to see how much people want to support our veterans, how much they care about them, how much they love them?
Well, this isn't something we normally see, but this has been absolutely amazing. The feedback from the community, just showing their support, how many people come out to show their support, it's just something that's unbelievable really to see and to be a part of, and we're really excited that we were able to be here and be a part of it.
Let's talk about this surprise gift of an autographed football.
Oh yes, that was definitely unexpected. I remember that question being on there, and Definitely did not expect anything like that. We are beyond grateful to have something like that to remember this time by, and it's absolutely wonderful.
What's something that stands out to you over the past 4 days, something you experienced that you really enjoyed that was pulled together for you guys?
Oh, my goodness. Really, I'd say the people that put all this together, the Semper Fi Community Task Force, they were amazing. The volunteers, getting to go ride on the yachts, the show afterwards, all the food, it's really been life-changing.
Excellent. Gary Goodyear, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about this experience over the past 4 days. Thanks to Semper Fi, including other organizations like Still Serving Veterans, and then today, Letterman of the USA. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your service.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Right now, I have with me the founder of Letterman of the USA, Daryl Furman, as we have been celebrating with these veterans, thanks to Semper Fi and their effort bringing these veterans here today to be a part of Autographs for Heroes. Welcome back to the show, Daryl Furman.
Thanks for having us on today, Mark. This is a great opportunity to be here with you guys. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate the Mark White Show supporting the Letterman USA all these years.
Thank you,
buddy. I get
choked
up trying to say that.
How many years have you been doing this Autographs for Heroes effort?
Well, I guess really it's 13. The organization will be 13 in December. So it's actually 12 years we've given footballs, and we've given, as of today, 550. Now, I may miss one or two there that I'm talking about that I'm leaving out, but it's 550.
And of all the efforts that Letterman of the USA is now involved in, Autographs for Heroes is that first effort?
It's that signature program that
yes.
started everything. I wish you would have gotten an opportunity to speak to the major. She was the one that received the pit ball, Pittsburgh ball. She told me a heart-wrenching story about her daughter and just what that football meant to her. And yeah, all these footballs have a story, man. It's incredible. It really is.
What's today been like for you? I know I've spoken to a couple of veterans and gotten their take on the experience and even the experience of the past 4 days. What does it mean to you to be able to do this for veterans?
Well, what I was not able to articulate today when I was speaking to them is I wanted to say to them, a winner in the game of life is a person that gives of himself so that others can grow. And it's moments like today that I realized that something incredible is happening. And that is that this thing is getting legs of its own. In other words, there was a lot of nurturing that went along a building the Letterman of the USA organization. But now the mustard seed is growing. It is. We just got our hands in so many things. You know, we do a whole lot still, very little. We're a Thomas the Tank Engine. You always hear me speak of that. But the Letterman USA is just not autographed footballs anymore. The Letterman USA is everything from you can think of to impact a veteran and his family's life. And that could be a laptop for a child who lost everything in a fire, like we just Coda, I believe, right? It could be a wheelchair for a veteran that falls through the cracks at the VA. It could be paying a utility bill for that veteran that's having to choose between rent, food, and utilities. Speaking of that, we have also Food for Heroes, as you know, and we also have Rent for Heroes as well. We partner with the ABC Trust, Alabama Power ABC Trust, to help these veterans with their utility bills. And we just actually received another small grant from them for what we did earlier this year. So, you know, that took us from being a little bit less than normal, than, you know, like $2,500, to another level. And so now we can help these folks, Mark, with everything. And, you know, and you just think about all the different programs that we're able to bear. We sent those World War II veterans over to Normandy for the 80th anniversary. Then turned around and sent the Vietnam veterans, about 53 of them, over to Tupelo for the Vietnam Memorial. All kinds of stuff. I mean, we just, I mean, I know some people say there's too many moving parts, but I don't think there are. I think each individual and its family, veteran, has a unique situation that requires a unique formula. And I hope that we're part of that mix now.
Each and every year, there's a team of people that come together to serve these veterans, serve the meal, make sure they're taken care
Correct.
Of. Let's address that just a minute.
Yeah, we've been working with the United Methodists over here at the Good Shepherd's Church for, I guess, quite some time, many years. They partnered with us early on with Semper Fi at, I believe it was the Hyatt over in Huntsville, before we moved it out here to their church. And it's just been an incredible partnership with them because they're just great. They serve the food, and it's just amazing. Chef Bob just does an amazing job with the food. And then we have our little small part, and that's the little bit part that we do is give these guys footballs of their favorite college football team.
And today we had 11 footballs?
11. Yeah, it is getting a little bit less. I mean, when we first started, we were giving 40 and 50 and 60 footballs. And so I guess in a sense things are winding down as far as the major conflicts. And that, of course, there's not as many. But we had a severely injured guy today that received a University of Maryland football. So, I mean, you know, had lost an eye. So you just never know.
So if it's one or 60, it still means something to that one,
right? Oh, absolutely. And you see it every day. I mean, every time we do this and every time that we're involved in this, you see it. And sometimes it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming when somebody comes up to you and says, my daughter was a cheerleader at Pitt. That's incredible. And this football, well, what she's going through right now is going to be a tremendous boost to her.
Let's talk about how people can support the Letterman of the USA effort.
Okay, that's a great question, and here we go. You can go to lotusa.org, just lotusa.org. You can go to our Facebook and go to Instagram. We're on every social media platform that you can think of, including LinkedIn. But I want to just tell your listening audience about one other event that's coming up. We're kicking off the red, white, blue handbag tomorrow. It's going to be with J.J. Pruitt, Good Day, Alabama. 5 rounds of bingo, and after each round, you get a chance to win a designer handbag. And then right after that, we got Turkeys for Heroes on the 21st and 22nd. And that's where we're going to try to feed a homeless veteran a nice hot meal for Thanksgiving.
Excellent. LOTUSA.org. Daryl Furman, founder of Letterman USA, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. Thank you for the invite and appreciate what you're doing along with your team of people with Letterman USA to pull these efforts together to honor our veterans.
Remember one thing, we're all Letterman of the USA.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.